Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre.
There you go. That is the latest from Pulp. It is called Spike Island. And there they go. There they go. They're off. I have a studio guest, I am delighted to say. But before we do anything, my studio guest is celebrating today. So we're going to do this to start things off.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Gary Gillis.
Thank you so much, Christy. It's a pleasure to be here.
You have your best radio DJ voice on, Gary, don't you? I can tell.
I have indeed, Christy.
So Gary is here visiting on the island at the moment. He runs an entertainment company over on the Wet Bit. We'll find out more about what he does and why he's here in just a moment. But I say about the radio DJ voice, because this is not your first time at Manx Radio, is it?
Well, let's go back in time. It's a long story, but I'll cut it short. So 1973, I was here with my mum and dad on holiday, as people did back then. And I was 16 years old, and I always wanted to be a DJ, especially at Manx Radio.
You listened already to Manx Radio?
Oh, yeah, because we would come over here every year. I've been coming over here for the island since I was 6 months old. So I loved the DJ Manx Radio. So I talked to my dad, and he says, well, why don't we go up to Manx Radio and see if we can talk to them? So we came up here, and my favourite DJ was John Hughes. Is there anybody out there remembers
Hughes? I don't know that name, but Ben Hartley probably would. But we'll ask if anyone out there used to listen to John Hughes, let us know.
Yeah, so my dad came in, asked at reception, explained my son's interest in becoming a DJ. The next minute, John Hughes himself comes out of the building and starts talking to me, giving advice, etc. And the great thing about it was my dad filmed it all in old cine film back then, which I believe, Christy, you saw yesterday.
Yes, let's pretend I didn't. No, I did. I saw it yesterday and it is marvellous. I mean, not least because of the fashion and the hair, but also they did let you up into one of the studios, didn't they?
John took me up and he says, let's do a wee audition piece. Here's the script. Let's go through this. And of course, it was the records back then. Let's put some records on. And of course, that's on the film as well. And I thought, oh, this is it. I have to be a DJ. Now, Christy, it's taken over 50 years and I am on Manx Radio.
We've made your birthday wish come true. I love this.
Oh, it's just superb.
So obviously the audition didn't go as well as you might have hoped, but it did sort of lead. You are in the entertainment industry though, aren't you?
Yes, that's true. We're over here. We've got three projects we're working on. We're working on a Bee Gees project. And as everybody knows out there, they were born here in Isle of Man. We're also working on a big music festival, which we want to bring to the island again. And we're also looking for memorabilia.
Mm.
Lots of music memorabilia for a company, a top auction company called Prop Store. Propstore.com. Check them out. And there's a big auction happening soon and we want to get memorabilia. It could be signed autographs, it could be old vinyl, it could be a guitar, it could be anything from the days of past, from the 50s, 60s, right up. Have you got anything in the attic?
Because there were some awesome gigs. I mean, I've already had, obviously I mentioned this at the start of the programme, and I've already had people messaging in with their memories. Dez remembers the Rolling Stones. Ian has been in touch and said that he remembers Dr. Feelgood, the first gig he went to as a 16-year-old at the Lido in TT Week. Said it was the loudest gig he'd ever been to. My ears were still ringing the next morning. And there's been all sorts of people who've come here. So I know I discovered from Chris Williams this morning, Cream played here in 1967. I mean, can you imagine? And he said that the Isle of Man crowd didn't quite understand what they were hearing, apparently, and there were bottles thrown and all sorts, which is a bit embarrassing. But, you know, we didn't know back in the day. But yeah, Stones was a big one. The Who came in later years, more recently as well. There have been all sorts of people here.
Everybody has come here. They've played either Villa Marina or the Lido, mm-hmm. as you said. And some of the photographs are absolutely. It could be some rare photographs that somebody's taken,
yeah.
you know, of them on stage. As I says, any memorabilia at all is worth a good bit of money. We'll put it into the auction and let's see how it goes. And as I said, if it's been lying about in the house, we want to get in touch with you, Christy. Yeah,
yeah, probably me. So you can email me 123@manxradio.com. I mean, another, you know, Queen played here in 1974.
I didn't know
they
that.
They did. Queen, I looked it up, to be fair. I did have to look it up. It was their only gig on the Isle of Man. That was also at the Palace Lido. And I was talking to my mother, who used to go to all the gigs back in the day in the 60s. And she was saying that they would often go to one of the local bars or to house parties afterwards. So quite often you did get to meet these artists and probably get signatures and, you know, sort of various bits of memorabilia. I know Mum has Brian Jones' signature in her address book, which is very exciting. I know, there you go. So I'm sure there are people out there with various bits of memorabilia. Have you got any memorabilia of your own then from working in the biz?
Yeah, I have. I'm more of a jazz guy, so and I play trumpet as well. So I collect some good jazz memorabilia, trumpets, etc. I have collected a lot of movie memorabilia that's been in movies as well. But yeah, I've got a couple of good wee items there, but it's all top secret.
Top secret. So could it be from any era we're talking now? Or yeah. I'm guessing it's better if it's slightly older or there's kind of a story attached to it.
Yeah, you know, as I say, 50s, 60s, of course, as you know what the 60s are like. They're just tremendous. 70s, 80s. Now, it could be something new. I mean, you've got a lot of good artists coming over still to play the Villa Marina. So it could be something. But as you said, Christy, back then, you could approach the artists, you know, because I've seen pictures of them approaching Mark Boland walking in the Palace car park, and you've got fans going and getting autographs.
That incredible.
Incredible. Different time then. And people are fascinated with the older stuff. But yeah, anything at all, get in touch with Christy and we'll get in touch with whoever it is and take it from there.
Yeah, drop me an email. So 123, all the numbers, that is, at manxradio.com. 123 at manxradio.com if you've got anything. But also over the course of the programme today, do let me know who you have seen. We're getting quite a few messages in now. Hazel's been in touch and said, the big gigs, I was too young for the 60s, but I did see Hot Chocolate, Atomic Rooster, Slade and Screaming Lord Sutch at the Lido. And when I eventually returned, I saw Meatloaf at the Bowl. Oh, I was a kid when that happened and I stood at the top of a hill and could hear him from a mile off. It was absolutely priceless. So all sorts of gigs. Someone else remembers Jerry Dorsey down the Peel Shelter, which is the sailing club now. Tiny, tiny little venue. Everyone has stories. Everyone has stories. Your story is that you wanted to be a DJ. You're here now. You're on air. It is your birthday. It's only fair that I let you introduce a song, and it is by a band that did come here, from what I understand.
Yes, indeed. So this is Gary Bruce here at Manx Radio. We're having a great time here. It's my birthday, and I'm going to introduce... It's been 50-odd years, and at last I'm on air. So here we go. A band that played the Lido. That's right, it played the Lido. It's none other than Sweet and Blockbuster.
I think I need to watch my job. I think we need to find a space for Gary. Gary, thanks so much. If you've got any memorabilia, email 123 at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.